Today is the third Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the Epistle of St. Peter. Dearly beloved, be you humbled under the almighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye, strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. Please stand for today's Holy Gospel, which is taken from the beginning of the 15th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. At that time, the publicans and sinners drew nigh unto Jesus to hear him. And the scribes and Pharisees murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, lay it upon his shoulders rejoicing, and coming home, call together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you, that even so there shall be joy in heaven after one sinner that doth penance, more than upon 99 just who need not penance. Or what woman having 10 groats, if she lose one groat, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, calling together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the groat which I had lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angels of God upon one sinner doing penance. Thus are the words of today's most holy gospel. Please be seated. Be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yes, my dear faithful, the devil does exist. He is not just a figment of imagination made up in the mind of some churchman. St. Peter tells us today in the epistle that the devil indeed exists and that he is seeking to devour our souls. Our Lord himself referred to the devil in many occasions, and you can recall then what he told to St. Peter. He told St. Peter that Satan desired his soul. This was at the Last Supper, right? After the Last Supper. The Satan desires your soul. He was praying especially for St. Peter because the devil was desiring his soul. If we were to ask, of course, the average person on the street if they believed in the devil, most likely we would find that many of the people we asked would say they did not. As St. Peter says in today's epistle, we must cast all of our cares upon God, who indeed has care over each and every one of us. Just 2 days ago, on Friday, we celebrated the feast of our Lord's Sacred Heart. As our Lord himself said, Come to me, all ye who are burdened, for I will comfort you. Indeed, the only true comfort which we will find in this world will be from our Lord and from his Blessed Mother. If we seek human comfort, human consolation, we will very often be disappointed. We will very often be betrayed by those whom we place our confidence and trust in, just as our Lord himself was betrayed by his disciple. And so, we must go to our blessed Lord then. We must go to Him with great confidence, and we shall find indeed that comfort which we are looking for. Be sober and watch. These are the words, this is the advice of St. Peter to each and every one of us. We must indeed always be on our guard against the snares and the stumbling blocks which the devil puts before each and every one of us. He desires our soul, and he will stop at nothing trying to gain our eternal damnation. Just as a lion prowls about the jungle seeking its prey, so the devil is constantly watching each of us. He's looking for an opportunity to try to trip us up, try to make us fall into mortal sin. As St. Peter says, we indeed, each and every one of us, are in the same boat. The devil wants each of our souls. No one is free from temptation from the devil. Even our Lord, we know our Lord was even tempted before his public ministry by the devil. And so each of us, we know that we're going to be tempted as well. We all need to fight the same fight. We all have to struggle each and every day, each and every moment, in order to gain this victory over the devil and all of those evil angels which work for him. We also then see the example of St. John the Baptist. We celebrate his feast this coming week. He indeed lived a life of prayer and penance, preparing the way for our blessed Lord to come. And so, my dear friends, we must also learn how to practice prayer and penance in order to prepare our way to go to heaven. Today's epistle then ends certainly on a comforting note. St. Peter reminds us that this valley of tears is only for a short time. We are going to suffer in this world only for a short time. And if we allow our Lord then to shape us, to form us, to prepare us, as it were, to perfect us for eternal salvation in heaven, then indeed this shall be our end. The only problem, of course, comes from the fact that far too often we do not allow our Lord to do this to us. We fail to allow our Lord and His grace to work in our soul. We choose rather to follow our own will. We want to follow our own path. And far too often, this path does not lead to heaven. We often put obstacles in His way. We refuse to obey His commandments. And we choose rather to follow our own plan. If we want to get to heaven, my dear friends, we must deny ourselves daily and take up our cross. These are the words of our blessed Lord, telling us what we must do if we hope to obtain eternal salvation. How many times each day do we have opportunities to make sacrifices and gain merit from the various situations that we face in our daily lives? But unfortunately, somehow, we miss out on these opportunities. We fail to take advantage of these opportunities. We choose rather to follow our own will. We choose rather to serve ourselves rather than our blessed Lord. It is certainly easier to talk about being virtuous or to talk about avoiding sin than in doing it. But, my dear friends, we must do these things. We must become virtuous. We must stay out of sin if we are going to gain our eternal salvation in heaven. My dear faithful, let us then be humble, meek and humble of heart, as our Lord tells us. Let us be meek and humble of heart and ask His assistance each and every day. Let us flee from all these temptations. Let us seek comfort and shelter in the Sacred Heart of our Blessed Lord, because indeed He will never fail to assist us if we call upon Him. He will always be there. He will give us the grace we need. As we know, He will never allow us to be tempted beyond our ability to resist. Let us then pray to Him each and every day. Let us entrust ourselves to Him. Let us consecrate ourselves to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Let us not forget then to also turn towards His Blessed Mother. Let us ask her, especially under her title of Our Lady Perpetual Help, let us ask her to assist us in this work that we must do in this world, to work out our salvation in fear and trembling, in order that we might remain faithful to her divine Son and to obtain, of course, that eternal blessing which He promises. With this help, then, my dear friends, with all this help from heaven, all of our guardian angels and patron saints, we indeed may be confident. If we do our duty, if we serve our blessed Lord, if we try each and every day to faithfully serve our blessed Lord, then indeed we will be found worthy. If we make use of all these graces God gives to us, we will be found worthy at the end of this world to hear those blessed words of our Lord, "Come, my good and faithful servant, into that dwelling place prepared by my heavenly Father for those who serve Him." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.